So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that if a ditch between two fields is filled with dirt or rocks, we view it as if it is permanently filled. The two fields now become one chatzar, requiring one eruv. The Gemara asks that our Mishnah assumes that afilu b'stama, even without saying that he wants to be mevatlet, we still consider it to be filled. But in Olas, the Mishnah says that if a house is filled with straw or rocks, it is only considered to be filled if bitloy, he specifically intends to leave them there permanently. The Gemara has three answers. Amar Ravasi, man tana erev, and Rabbi Yisi, our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. But in Olas, the Mishnah is an opinion that disagrees. According to Rabbi Yisi, there is the following difference between kash, straw, and ofer etzrayis, dirt or pebbles. Stam kash loy bitl. Straw for which he had no specific intention does not become bitl, because he might need it for animal feed, which is permitted on Shabbos. If it is clear that he will not need it, it is bitl and considered permanent. Stam ofer bitl. Dirt is considered permanent because it is mukta and he cannot use it on Shabbos unless he specifically had a mind to use it for a permitted use. Rav Huna bar Yeshua Amar, Tumah Shabbos Karamas. We cannot compare Shabbos, where people would even abandon a wallet for the duration of Shabbos, to Tumah, where people are not as likely to abandon things. Rav Ashi Amar, Bayis Acharitz Karamas. We are much more likely to be mevatel something in a ditch, which is normal to fill in, than in a house, which is not normal to fill. Next halacha in the Mishnah, Nosna lov neser sherochav arba tfachim, ma'arvin shnayim v'mrotzu ma'arvin echad. If you put a board that is 4 tfachim wide over the ditch, the two chatzeres have the option of joining a single erev or making separate erev, because it is like a pesach between two chatzeres. The Gemara points out that if he put it in the length of the ditch, the board can be any width as long as it reduces the width of the ditch to less than 4 tfachim. The Mishnah said that two ledges can also be connected with a 4 tefach wide board. The Gemara adds that this only works if the ledges line up and at the same height within 3 tefachim. Zok the Mishnah. If there is a 10 tefach high haystack that separates two chatzeres, they have to make separate erevin. Residents of both chatzeres may feed their animals from the haystack, and we need not be concerned that it will become lower than 10 tefachim, because the animals do not eat that much in one day. However, if it was less than 10 tefachim before Shabbos, they have to make one erev together because they are now one chatzar. Amar Rav Huna, ubavad shle'itin l'tech kupas tavayachal. Rav Huna says that when feeding the animals from the haystack, the owner may not put some into his basket or even lead the animal directly to the haystack to eat from it, either because he might take too much and reduce the height of the mechitza, or because the straw is muktzah. When the Mishnah said machilin, it meant he may allow it to eat and even block other paths so that the animal will go to the haystack by itself. The Gemara asked from a braisa with the following scenario. Bayis shebein shtei chatzeres, a house between two chatzeres, and Rashi adds, v'shnei batim shtei chatzeres p'suchen loy, and two houses from the two chatzeres on either side of it open into this house, umiluhu tevin, and a partition of straw is put up in this middle house. Ma'arvin shnayim, ve'ei ma'arvin echad. The two chatzeres must each make a separate erev, because they are divided by that straw partition. This braisa explicitly allows people from both sides to take straw from the haystack into a basket, contradicting Rav Huna. The Gemara answers that one may take from a haystack in a house, because kimifchis minkarli milsa. When it gets close to below 10 tefachim, everybody will notice it by the distance between the top of the pile and the ceiling, and won't take anymore. Whereas the height of a haystack in the chatzar is not as noticeable. The Gemara goes back to analyze many elements of the braisa that we just quoted. The braisa seems to assume the haystack will divide the house even though it does not reach the ceiling, indicating that mechitzas she'magiyas latikra, shman mechitzas, walls that do not reach the ceiling are still considered walls. Abai rejects the proof because the house may be less than 13 tefachim tall, leaving a space of less than 3 tefachim which is considered completely closed based on lavud. Or as Rav Huna bar Yeshua says, the house may be a total of 10 tefachim, and the haystack is a bit more than 7 tefachim. The braisa said, once the haystack becomes less than 10 tefachim high, shnei masurin, neither side can take more straw, because they now become one big chatzar, which requires one combined erev, which they do not have, and therefore may not carry. This seems to indicate, diyurin haboin b'shabbos asurin, when people join a chatzar on Shabbos, they cause the chatzar to become asur for everybody. The Gemara answers, Dilma de imit mi esmal. Perhaps the case is that the haystack was already less than 10 tefachim before Shabbos. But if it was diminished on Shabbos, it would have no effect on carrying in the chatzar. In order to allow carrying from the middle house to one of the chatzeris, the Braisa suggests a two-part solution. Noyles basically, umavatu reshusai, which may mean that he has to either lock his house or give up his rights in the middle house, or it may mean that he has to both lock his house and give up his rights, because once he is used to carrying in the house, we require extra safeguards. When the Braisa says that the one who is mavat reshus cannot carry from the middle house, it is teaching that even if the other person is also mavat reshus back, the first person remains oster because ein mavatlin v'chayz mavatlin, the other party cannot be mavatl the reshus back to the first person. When the Braisa said that people from two different tchumi Shabbos can take straw from a pile in the middle, it was teaching that even according to Rabbi Kiva, the tchumin are d'oraisa, we allow them to take from both sides and are not worried that they may accidentally take straw from past their tchum. Zok the Mishnah. Ketzad mishtatvim b'mavar. How do we make a shetuvim avos? In addition to collecting food from all residents, a person can take a barrel of his own food. He grants every resident a part of it. Al yedei b'nai ubita hagdolim v'yedei avdiv shevchasur ivrim v'yedei ishtei. By having one of his children over Barabbas mitzvah or his Jewish servants or his wife make a kinyan on behalf of everybody in the mavi. When making this kinyan, Rabbi Huda says the barrel must be lifted a tefach off the ground. This was one of four things taught by the Sabbat of Pumbedisa, the elders of Pumbedisa. The other things they taught are, one who says Kiddush must drink maloy lugmov, a cheekful of wine to be yaitza. We may light a fire for a birthing mother or another sick person on Shabbos even in the summertime. We hold like Shmuel that we can identify an Asherah tree by the fact that the attendants protect it and leave their fruits untouched, or say that they will use the dates for beer in their temple.